Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathy Flynn. Sister Kathy is a member of the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters, living in Madison, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Scribbling Stories.
A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. The assembly condemned Susanna to death, but she cried aloud, O eternal God, you know what is hidden and are aware of all things before they happen. You know that they have testified falsely against me. Here I am about to die, even though I have done none of the things of which these wicked men have accused me. God heard her prayer. As she was being led to execution, God stirred up the Holy Spirit of a young boy named Daniel, who cried out, I will have no part in the death of this woman. All the people turned and asked him, What is this you are saying? Daniel stood in their midst and continued, Are you such fools, O children of Israel? To condemn a woman of Israel without examination and without clear evidence? Return to court, for they have testified falsely against her. Then all the people returned in haste. The elders said to Daniel, Come, sit with us and inform us, since God has given you the wisdom of old age. But Daniel said, Separate these two far from each other, that I may examine them. After they were separated far from each other, Daniel called one of the judges and said, How you have grown evil with age. Now your past sins have come to roost. You have passed unjust sentences, condemned the innocent, and freed the guilty. Although the Most High says, The innocent and the just you shall not put to death. Now then, if you were a witness, under what tree did you see them together? Under a mastic tree, the judge answered. Daniel said, Your fine lie has cost you your head, for the angel of God shall receive God's sentence, and you will be split in two. Setting that judge aside, Daniel ordered the other one to be brought to him. He said to him, Offspring of Canaan, not of Judah, beauty has seduced you. Lust has subverted your conscience. This is how you acted with the daughters of Israel, and in their fear they yielded it to you. But a daughter of Judah did not tolerate your wickedness. Now tell me, Under what tree did you surprise them together? Under an oak, the judge said. Daniel replied, Your fine lie has also cost you your head, for the angel of God waits with a sword to cut you in two, putting you both to death. The whole crowd cried aloud, Blessing God who saves those whose hope in God. The crowd rose up against the two elders, for it was by their own words that Daniel had convicted them of perjury. And according to the law of Moses, they inflicted on them the penalty they had plotted to impose on their neighbor. They put them to death. Thus was innocent blood spared that day. This is the word of God. The reading from Daniel and the Gospel from John both deal with accusations. In Daniel, Susanna, a married woman, is accused of seducing two judges who lust for her. They set the whole thing up. The accusations were made in the middle of a crowd, none of whom came to her defense. God, however, stirred up young Daniel's spirit. He stepped from the midst of the crowd, coming to the defense of Susanna and challenging the truth of the men's accusations. They themselves were found to be liars and were given the judgment that would have befallen Susanna, that is, death. More than anything, we've been taught about the courage of Daniel and the example he is to us, to defend those who are being falsely accused, to speak up for those who are being wronged in any way. But what about Susanna? Why don't we hear more about her? Who was this woman? What was her story? Well, Susanna was a God-fearing, faithful woman married to Joachim, a wealthy Jewish exile. She was beautiful and courageous. The wicked judges each passionately wanted to have sexual relations with her, even though she was married, as I would suspect they were too. They each tried to coerce her into having sex with them, and if she doesn't, they threatened to testify that they saw her with a young man. She was afraid. What woman wouldn't be? Yet somehow, through the grace of God, she found the strength and courage to refuse and to cry out for help. Susanna was not only trying to save herself, but she was choosing to remain loyal to the law and to God rather than to sin with the judges. Well, the two judges again were put to death, and Daniel's reputation only grew from this point on. What became of the members of the crowd who failed to come to Susanna's aid, who kept their mouths shut, who were complicit by omission in the false accusations against Susanna? Why don't we hear the story of Susanna's faith and courage in the face of sin or death, in the face of horrific fear? Sadly, this is the story of many women around the globe today, including in the United States. It must end, and it will one day. It's in the Gospel of John, where Jesus doodled in the dirt as the scribes and Pharisees prepared to stone a woman caught in the act of adultery. Some scholars reference Jeremiah 17 as an explanation of Jesus' writing. And it says, "Those who turn away from God will be written in the earth, for they have forsaken God." What really is this woman's story? We don't know. We only know that she was accused. What is Susanna's story? Why isn't it told? Jesus knows it, and Jesus knows ours. May we live with the faithfulness and courage of Susanna, the integrity of Daniel, and with the grace Jesus laid on the woman in John's gospel. May our stories be written by our love and compassion, not by judgment and doodles in the dirt.